I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto. And this is
Cinema Classics.
And speaking of Cinema Classics, we are at the Gateway Film Center as usual, John. This Saturday, July 6th, we are celebrating Stallone's, as in Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Not Jackie Stallone.
No. Sly.
Not Frank Stallone.
Right.
You know, the one.
Yeah.
The guy.
Sure.
Sylvester Stallone's 67th birthday. We're celebrating that with
good.
An all-out Balboa-thon of Rockies 1, 2, 3, and 4. Back to back to back to back.
Right. Okay.
Beginning at noon.
Okay. So you're leaving out Rocky Balboa.
Well, we're leaving out 5 and 6, yes. Unfortunately,
right,
we just don't have time. I would say I love Rocky Balboa.
I did too. Yeah.
The last one.
Yeah.
What a fitting end to a great series.
Yeah.
You know, and out of 6 movies, he had one stinker, Rocky number 5. Who cares? The rest of them are great.
In 1976, I took my very young children on a whim to see Rocky.
Mm-hmm.
My son loved it. He loves it to this day.
I love it too.
The writing was great.
Yeah.
There are characters in it. It's not just a boxing film.
No.
You know, it is about people. Stallone wrote it. Got to give him credit. Got the Oscar.
Right.
Best Picture.
He was nominated for Best Actor.
Okay.
John G. Avildsen, Best Director. Most people misremember. They think he won that fight.
Right. That's one of the good things.
Apollo Creed. He does not. Yeah. And in fact, Rocky, despite the fact that he loses that fight, really wins. He wins in the eyes of the audience. You know, he gives Apollo Creed a run for his money.
Stallone wins. He wins because he's picked on the American dream, which is comeback stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he allows him in his sequel, Rocky II, and I think 1979, right, to come back and to have a spectacular, albeit Hollywood, ending.
Yeah. You know, sequels are par for the course today.
Yeah.
They weren't necessarily in 1979.
That's true.
So he revisits and has this fight against Apollo Creed, and again, beautifully edited and performed.
Well, and think about thematically. Here you have a character who not only has to get back in the ring when he was brutally beaten the first time around, he has to overcome that fear. In other words, there's a real character development, a real arc going on between the two films.
Yeah.
And that's what I think continues. And Stallone is writing. He's writing all three, actually.
We know why the movies are exciting. I would like to explore why you think this character matters to people. He means a whole lot to me, Rocky Balboa. We don't often explore that. He displays a rare on-screen quality, which is humility.
Yeah.
But I often say, how would Rocky respond to this? 9 times out of 10, I find myself responding in a better way.
Yeah, and for me, his relationships with the other people in the film express what I think everybody really likes. That is that for him, the most important thing, these relationships. He works so very hard with Talia Sher, is it?
Mm-hmm.
In his love, trying to win her love. Probably that whole fight with Apollo Creed was an attempt to get her to love him.
Right, I'm sorry. And I'm so glad you said that, because at the end of Rock, you know, there's that beautiful, as Bill Conti's score soars and the crowd is rushing onto the ring, the interviewer is thrusting the microphone in his face and they keep cross-cutting to Talia Shire, who is running to the ring, and he's yelling, Adrian, Adrian. And as she's running through the crowd, her red beret gets knocked off. And when she gets into the ring and he gets her in his arms, the first thing he says to her is, what happened to your hat? It's at the heart of who Rocky is.
His relationship with Burgess Meredith, his manager,
mm-hmm.
is fully developed. Not kind of like any you'll ever have in another movie.
Yeah.
You know who he is, you understand him, and you see what happens to the two of them.
Yeah.
Because both of them care about each other.
Rocky IV, obviously, he fights Ivan Drago, the Russian steroid-addled techno-athlete.
Contrast between the kind of visceral, natural Rocky and the techno, new world kind of guy. And also, we're talking Cold War business here, aren't we? 1985.
Yeah, right.
Which is a little, maybe too obvious.
Yeah, of course.
So somebody's going to sit through 4 of these on Saturday?
Me. Yeah. Me, and I'm going to bring my kid. There are life lessons to be learned. Rocky Balboa, an American icon that serves as a shining example of who we could be. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway at 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.